Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
We went through a process. We applied the discipline in accordance with our process. It was litigated, as you know, extensively. And validated by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
That's NFL Commissioner, the very excited and very, very charismatic Roger Goodell at the Media Day today, answering questions about the Deflategate. Should be fun when he hands that trophy over to Tom Brady. He also said that he was very committed to Thursday night football. Says less turnovers and less penalties in those games would lead to high-quality football on Thursday night. I think he's wrong. You need better teams playing. The NFL also told today that the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 game time. In hockey, the Blackhawks fell 6 points behind the Wild after dropping their third straight game with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for right-handed pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round of the 2012 draft. Last year in the bigs, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA, 9 starts, and 17 total appearances. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Valentine's Day is almost here, so keep listening to The Score for the How Sweet It Is gift card giveaway. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen to Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it.
Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Campus Insiders contributor.
Watson takes a snap, rolls right, looks into the end zone. Hunter Renfro caught it! Touchdown! 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 With a second left, Watson hits Renfro, and Clemson is 1 second away from the second national championship in school history.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. He's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Well, it's a big day, Pete. You're going to have to get through another one of these. Yet another American spasm of silliness over 17 and 18-year-olds.
Yeah, it's a lot of analysis over children, which is sort of weird and creepy in so many different ways. It is the quote-unquote lifeblood of college football, and all right, basically Florida State, USC, Ohio State, Alabama are good at college football, and they're good at getting good college football players. And you probably knew that already even before waking up this morning. And that's National Signing Day. There we go.
Yeah, I like to see young players burst on the scene, you know, whether it be college football or college basketball. It's just the reaction to it sometimes. But you wrote about it in the headline, 5 National Signing Day Things to Know for Those Who Think Recruiting is a Flaming Bag of Stupid. So yeah. Let me know some of those guys who will be enrolling and playing big-time college football next year.
That's sort of the problem, though, as you kind of alluded to this from the start, is it's at least in college basketball, you kind of know that if you get one of those guys, that he's going to be a superstar freshman, and a year later, he's going to be a top 5 overall NBA draft pick. And you can take a superstar high school prospect and know that that college basketball team is going to be good. That's the problem, though, with college football, is even the really, really good guys are probably not going to be great for 2 to 3 years from now, if at best. So that we just don't know. But out of this group, the one guy that everyone's going to have to know about, kind of in a Leonard Fournette sort of way, is Najee Harris, the running back of who went to Alabama. Alabama got everybody. So Alabama got so many good guys that they have a 4-star defensive lineman who's going to come in gray shirt and wait his turn as a business decision to go to the NFL. That's how many good guys they got. But Harris is the one that everyone wanted. He's kind of a Todd Gurley-esque running back who's going to be thrown into the mix right away. Cam Akers, another really strong, really good running back, went to Florida State. Florida State just loaded up on top defensive players as well. Marvin Wilson just signed right now, defensive tackle who's an NFL guy. Those are sort of the biggest of big names who are going to be the college football stars in the next 2 years.
Describe what gray shirt means for those who may not know.
Sorry, yeah. It's basically the guy's going to have to hang around for a while, not be on scholarship until a scholarship opens up, which means that Alabama has so many 4- and 5-star guys, has so much talent, that a guy who could go pretty much anywhere in the country and get a free ride will probably have to at least pay a part of his way just so he can have the privilege of ending up playing college football for Alabama.
Wow.
All right, so what I'm interested in is the teams that hired a new coach or are involved in scandal, something that makes recruits go, you know what, I don't know if I like the choice that I made as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of that. And there isn't a lot of like, oh, gosh, I'm not going to go to Baylor now. I mean, if they say things like that, it's mainly because they think that the trend is downward as opposed to being like, well, I don't want to go to Baylor because of a scandal. Certainly Penn State, you know, that's a million years ago, you know, with this latest recruiting class. And James Franklin came up with a whopper of a class. But as far as the new guys, it's kind of hard when you come in so late to get a really strong class. But, for example, P.J. Fleck, you know, Minnesota has no recruiting base whatsoever, but he came in and just rocked. And so all of a sudden, Minnesota has a great class coming in. And then there's the other guys who maybe had a year to sort of build it up. DJ Durkin at Maryland. You don't think of Maryland as an anything in terms of college football. He got, according to the services, a top 10 overall class. He was getting guys who could have gone to Clemson, Alabama, but now that he's had a year to work, Maryland all of a sudden has a nice base of players going forward. So looking at this on a bigger scale, you have the Big Ten East, which has a loaded class of Ohio State guys, Michigan loaded up, Michigan State with a great class, Penn State with a great class, and now Maryland with a phenomenal class. Those are 5 teams in the Big Ten East, which have all the talent before you get to the Big Ten West. And then Wisconsin gets like the 50th or 60th best class, and they're going to go 11-1 and probably get in the Big Ten championship next year.
We got a little bit of breaking news here to which I would like you to react. This is from the National Labor Relations Board. This is published at the Journal for Inside Higher Education. Football players at private institutions in college sports' most competitive level are employees. The National Labor Relations Board's general counsel stated, and will be treated as such if they seek protection against unfair labor practices. In a memorandum sent yesterday to the board's regional directors, the NLRB's general counsel, Richard Griffin, wrote that scholarship football players in Division I football bowl subdivision private sector colleges and universities are employees under the National Labor Relations Act. Wow.
It's going to be interesting, and you saw obviously Northwestern make a run at this in its own sort of way a couple years ago, and it didn't really fly. You'll see what happens in this new political climate, because it's going to depend on a lot of red states. And if you have the private schools that are, you know, in the California type of states, that maybe there's a shot at this sort of thing. But if you're talking, you know, if you're in a South Carolina like a Clemson, or if you're in Baylor, or if you're some of these other places, it's going to be a little bit harder of a sell to make this sort of thing happen, at least on a national scale in terms of a political way. But, yeah, if this sort of happens, I said at the time when Northwestern was making a push, this is a big move if this actually works for a place like Northwestern, a place like Boston College, because then you can open it up to the Jim Bob boosters of the world and say, hey, look, you're an employee now. We can find ways to actually compensate you, whereas you can't do that at Ohio State or Alabama, even though they are being compensated in various ways. But you can actually do that on the open market at this point if this actually works and these private schools are actually able to do this.
But what is Dabo Sweeney and the likes going to do if these kids start getting paid?
Absolutely. But it's a good thing. You know what? It gives it's not about getting paid from the school, because it's the logistics of saying, okay, we're going to pay from the school, we're going to pay this punter X amount, we're going to pay this guy this amount. Then you get into a problem with Title IX issues, and then you get in budgetary issues, and it's a problem overall. What it does open it up for is to find a way to potentially pay these guys, or at least compensate them. So again, what I've always sort of said is there's nothing wrong with, hey, look, if some, you know, booster wants to give a guy a car, all right, go for it. You know, there's nothing really inherently wrong with that. But it's been demonized by the NCAA as being something bad and against amateurism. And now, let's say T. Boone Pickens would be the perfect guy, except the fact he's at Oklahoma State and obviously not a private school. If you've got a big, rich booster who says, you know what, I'm going to, you know, I want to see a really great team before I leave this earth, I'm going to just buy myself a great team, you can do that now.
Pete, before we let you go, is this the last signing day quite like this before they put in some more, maybe a possible early signing period, saying maybe December, maybe try to clean some of this up a little bit so kids aren't getting flipped and there's an actual threshold that is more respected than this one?
A little bit, and yeah, you already sort of saw that this year compared to maybe 3 or 4 years ago, where now what really kind of controls the recruiting world are these all-star games, where now ESPN and the different companies that run the scouting world, as opposed to having the hat day, like a day like today, you want that moment where you have a all-star game, where you have the signing moment there at the game itself. You could build in the ratings, say, hey, tune into the U.S. Army All-American game. We're going to have these five kids are going to announce their class. So I think it is going to kind of be tempered down a little bit. There's still National Signing Day is still going to be a thing. It's just not going to be sort as crazy as it is now. This year certainly is not as insane as it was, say, 5 or definitely 10 years ago.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Later, guys.
That is Pete Futak. We're going to stop a little early there because there's a really, not just really...
Not just the NLRB story.
No,
but
this is a very disturbing story out of Lake Zurich that is now being picked up nationally as a lawsuit has been filed. Now, this is... I have in front of me the Deadspin version of this.
Daily Herald also has some stuff on this.
Yeah, this is
well.
Referencing the Daily Herald, too. And I've got to be really careful with this, so bear with me. A lawsuit filed this morning alleges that coaches and officials at Lake Zurich High School allowed acts of hazing and bullying to occur within the team locker room, including forcing teammates to strip naked and forced non-consensual sexual assault. The lawsuit filed by attorney Antonio Romanucci on behalf of two anonymous Lake Zurich students and their parents alleges that wrestling, cross country, and football coaches at the high school engaged in, encouraged, and permitted physical, mental, and sexual abuse in the form of bullying over the past 20 years. Per NBC Chicago, District 95 Superintendent Kane Osborne wrote the following in a letter to parents a week ago. This is from his letter. I don't know if Kane is assuming me. The last 12 weeks have been challenging for many students and others in our community. My administration has done its best to balance the safety and rights of our students and staff with the need to thoroughly examine how we can foster a culture and climate that prevents hazing and other unhealthy behaviors, all while attempting to communicate in a transparent manner. I accept responsibility for any failures in this regard, but rest assured my full and earnest dedication is and always will be to the safety of our students and the knowledge that we must do what's necessary to build a healthy foundation for growth. The lawsuit was born of an alleged incident that occurred in September of 2016 when members of the Lake Zurich football team forced a teammate to strip naked and stand in the shower while they urinated on him. The suit states that at least 14 teammates watched. When the child's parents spoke with then assistant coach and the dean of students, the Lake Zurich employees reported to have told them the incident was not a big deal, saying the players doing that, quote unquote, happens all the time. And he said it happened to him in high school. A second incident. Well, that's if this is true, and this is what the response you got from the assistant coach.
Yeah, and as far as the happening all the time, he's talking about the urination.
Right.
Wow.
A second incident involving another player occurred less than a month later on October 26th, according to the suit. Following a group pasta dinner, the team went back to the locker room where it conducted a roast, also known amongst the team as A-Hole of the Week. The plaintiff's name was drawn from a hat, along with two of his teammates. Two of the players then told to perform a sexual act on one of the three. The specific action is redacted in the lawsuit. A private security guard hired by the school is alleged to have witnessed the action but did not intervene. And he notified the assistant coach and dean of students is named Chad Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And he notified Beaver the following day, October 28th, the same day of the school's first round playoff game. No player was withheld from participating in either of the Lake Zurich playoff games. And according to the lawsuit, school administration did not notify the police until October 31st. The Lake Zurich High School principal was not notified until November 1st. Parents were informed of the second incident involving the first plaintiff on November 3rd, and the second plaintiff's abuse was not discussed at the time. Lake Zurich athletic director Rolando Vasquez, varsity head coach and gym teacher David Prophet, and Beaver all resigned recently this month. Beaver and Prophet had previously been placed on leave since November 4th. And while speaking with the Daily Herald, Prophet denied involvement in the hazing. Said, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Of course not.
That's not true, at least from my perspective. I can't speak for other coaches, though. The lawsuit requests both families be financially compensated upwards of $50,000, asks the school to set up a monitoring and prevention system. In addition to the cases of the two plaintiffs, the lawsuit alleges numerous other examples of hazing, bullying, and abuse under the section factual allegations. The lawsuit claims coaches have been aware of the practice for at least 19 years and have participated in birthday beatdowns, identified as a tradition in which coaches and students would beat, kick, chase, punch, and harass the birthday person. They have the following instances of hazing, bullying, and abuse that have routinely occurred at Lake Zurich High School since 1998. Said members of the boys' cross-country team repeatedly duct-taped teammates naked to the post, a hazing tradition. Members of the wrestling team were tied naked to wrestling dummies. Members of the wrestling team participated in the birthday beatdowns. And as part of the football team's annual traditions, team members stripped and locked into lockers naked. Football team members placing their genitals on another member's face without consent. The previously described action in the shower area. Football teams members shoving broomsticks into without consent.
Mm-hmm.
Football team members punching another member's genitals, beating another member, placing their face.
Right.
Ew. Right. Okay. Ew. All right. Wow. And then they have, there's the actual full copy of the legal document that is here at deadspin.com.
By the way, the final part of that is football team members being targeted for not showering on the premises. So if you wanted to get away from it, you were in trouble. Because all these things happened in the locker room and the shower. If you wanted to go straight from football practice to home so you wouldn't be a part of the hazing or the bullying, you were targeted.
What is going on?
I mean, didn't Maine South have an issue and Glenbrook North have an issue? I mean, I think this is unfortunately far too common, far more common than we understand.
Yeah, 309 says, I went to Lake Zurich High School. I can't speak for other sports, but on the baseball team, that shower thing did happen with us around 2006. Wow.
You know, my parents used to say to me, like, I send you to school not to mess around, and sometimes in other colorful language, not to mess around and get an education. And you don't think by signing up to play football or basketball or baseball or whatever sport you're playing that some of these things are going to take place. And I know kids are immature, but this goes past immaturity and also the you're being supervised by adults.
That's the thing. This is our tradition. This is right. What we do. Aren't we done with that being a justification for abuse?
Making you a man, as we just heard in the open. Was that Urban Meyer talking about college football?
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh?
Jim Harbaugh.
The last thing that
males.
Makes you a man here.
Yeah, the toughness in American men.
Especially when we take a broomstick.
Masculine men.
Yeah, dude. Man.
Well,
I'm sorry. If I'm from one of these parents, I hope these parents have all found out about this before today or before Deadspin or Daily Herald got a hold of it. But if it goes back two decades, think about how many classes of students have gone through those doors that have played in one of those sports who have had to witness. And so I've heard of the birthday stuff before in joking manner where a guy, it's his birthday and you mess around with him and you joss him a little bit, but I haven't, this other stuff is, this is.
Yeah. The adults involved, the names of the adults in this in Lake Zurich, District Superintendent Kane Osborne, then Assistant Coach and Dean of Students Chad Beaver, Lake Zurich Athletic Director Rolando Vasquez, Varsity Head Coach Gym Teacher David Profit, they all resigned. But say nothing happened, right? Sure. Okay. Well, we'll wait for your wrongful termination lawsuit at some point.
You know what? You're really lucky. You're really lucky that the wrong kid didn't get assaulted like this and come and endanger other students.
Yeah, the kid who knows where the gun is at home.
Where we are now, and how commonplace that is. A kid just coming back and taking out his revenge. You're lucky.
815 says, I graduated 98 from Lake Zurich. Football and wrestling, it was happening long before that. Well, then you know what? You need to contact this attorney, is what I would say. The 815, the texter from the 309. If that's the case, and this is could grow into something bigger, the attorney's name is Antonio Romanucci, and you should contact him.
Yeah, I'm reading the Daily Herald version of it now, and Bob Susanjara is the author of this piece, and I mean it goes into further detail on what happened, but this is more than fooling around or knuckleheads being knuckleheads in a locker room. You're forcing people to stay on the ground while you do that.
This is just vile. It's really awful.
Yeah, man. Sports.
Wow.
You get away with things because you're the big man on campus or the coach that everybody reveres or respects or is intimidated by. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Like
but across sports.
You fooled around. Yeah, that's a culture.
That's the thing. I mean, it's one thing you get a rogue football assistant. We know those guys exist. You get some bad football coach or some. But if this is endemic to your school
right.
across
Everybody in school
sports
understands it.
Over decades, how many different people have been involved in this?
It's just like any other hazing, though, right? You go through it, so now you want to put somebody else through it. Whether it be when we talk about some of these marching bands in the South. Where the bands are the biggest thing on the campus, or these kinds of situations, and like I said, I've been around locker rooms and I've played football with people, and you messed around, you joked on guys, and you had good good-natured fun. Sometimes it wasn't so good-natured, but this is to another level of disgusting.
312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief.
It is National Signing Day, a day that most of you consider a national holiday. A day also known for one of the most obsolete pieces of technology anywhere and a moronic tradition that should have never started in the first place. I'm talking about the fax machine, where players fax schools their letter of intent. How very 1947 of them. And the tradition that should have never started is grown men tweeting at teenage recruits. So allow this to be our annual PSA. Don't tweet at recruits. When that 17 or 18-year-old doesn't pick up your school's hat, do not pick up your phone. Tweeting that sort of hate does not make you a big fan. It makes you a big creep, a big kook. So do that player, me, your school, and yourself a favor. Just log off. I'm Jim Rome.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Valentine's Day gift.
Hey there, it's Matt Abatacola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm with store-wide savings up to $500.
You can save $500 also on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. You buy now, you save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses alone. You can do this before prices go up. The good news is the President's Day sale also features you sleeping happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
You know, Dan and I both have the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base, but that's not the only mattresses that they have there. You can go in and there's so many more. And it's not that they're going to force you into the Tempur-Pedic. They're not going to say you have to buy this Breeze, you have to buy the adjustable base, but just check it out. And they're actually going to walk you through their very simple process to find out what you like better. You know, is this more comfortable? Is this less comfortable? They're going to get you into the right mattress, regardless of what it is, regardless of the price.
And anything you think you might want, they'll find a way to make work. If you're sleeping on a king-size bed now and maybe your significant other likes the bed a little different, likes it harder or softer or upper, you can do two twins into a king where it's split down the middle. You still have essentially your king-size bed, but you can adjust one way, you can adjust one the other way, and you can have different mattresses so you get a composite king mattress. And I saw them demonstrating that when I was in there. It was really cool.
And while you're in the store, to ask them about their Sleep Happy guarantee and their delivery. They give you a delivery window, and if it's not delivered during that delivery time, your delivery is free. So ask them about that as well. You go to mattressfirm.com to find a location nearest you. Get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Landshark Lager and Margaritaville Tequila present Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. I Don't Know 2017. Changes in Latitudes, Looks at 40. With special guest Huey Lewis and the News. One night only at Wrigley Field, Saturday, July 15th. Special offer for American Express card members. Get your tickets now through Sunday, February 5th at 10 p.m. before the general public. Jimmy Buffett with special guest Huey Lewis and the News. Saturday, July 15th, Wrigley Field. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Sunday, February 5th at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday, February 10th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit Cubs.com/Jimmy Buffett. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. We start with the Bulls. They're in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 game time tonight. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they fell further behind the Wild, and they dropped their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock, and we're all very sad. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL notes, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Roger Goodell said today when he met with the media that he's very committed to Thursday night football. He says less turnovers, less penalties in those games would lead to high-quality football on Thursday night. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round, 46th overall in the 2012 draft. Last year in the bigs, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA in 9 starts and 17 appearances. The two teams also exchanged international bonus money slots, and then the Cubs designated Dylan Floro from the 40-man roster to make room for Butler. And the National Labor Relations Board today just released a statement saying football players at private institutions and college sports' most competitive level are employees and will be treated as such if they seek protection from unfair labor practices. Kick off the first weekend of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with the Score. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Sunday, February 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Albert Almora will join the Score live from 2 to 3 via Skype at the Toyota Live Stage. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. Maybe your Facebook live in it with us. We appreciate you. Hub Arkish will take calls at the top of this hour about the Super Bowl and about the Bears and some of the Jimmy Garoppolo stuff that maybe you want to jump into with him. We'll do that with Hub at the top of the hour. But a national story right now that is developing right here in the Chicagoland area.
And just judging from the texters who are saying, yeah, I went to Lake Zurich and it happened to me too. We have a call in to Antonio Romanucci and want to get in touch with him and try to ask him about whether or not this is just the start or this is the case is going to be limited to these two plaintiffs. Because judging from what we're seeing here, if all this other stuff is provable, that Lake Zurich school district is going to be bankrupt. I mean, they're going to be cut
20 years worth.
If you're talking 20 years worth,
a lot more than three people probably knowing about this.
Multiple sports. I mean, this is, you know, another from the 309. It says, in retrospect, I should have said something. I guess the culture was it was just fun and games. I had no idea so much more was going on. We'll reach out to the attorney. Yes, you should. Wow.
You know, this is more than carrying pads or, you know, like, all right, freshmen got to carry the helmet if you're on a varsity team, if you're good enough to make it on a varsity team as a freshman, or, you know, you got to do up downs because you're new to the team, all that other stuff. But man, we're talking about bodily fluids and foreign objects and guys being persecuted because they're leaving the shower area early because they don't want to be a part of this. And a lot of people are texting right now, you know, this is something, a lot is hearsay, but a lot of people are texting in with actual stories and, you know, about kids transferring, you know, that this may have happened to, and schools cutting checks and all that. I mean, that's the thing though, Dan. It's not one class.
Well,
it's
really
not 2 years. It's 20 years.
Really dumb texters here. What happened to giving somebody a wedgie?
Yeah, this is not a wedgie. First of all, wedgie is assault too.
Be careful. It is.
You can mess a kid up.
630. Typical liberals. Well, let it play out before we put everyone in jail. It's a civil suit.
It's a story too, by the way.
It's a civil suit.
And the story doesn't change just because it makes you feel a certain way.
George in Naperville, you're on the Score.
Hi guys, love your show and the new format. To wish you guys well.
Thank you.
Dan, I've called in many times before. I was your designated ice guy with my hockey background.
Right. Yes. Talking about the ice quality. Yes.
Yes. I love the stories about with your son with playing goalie. Ugh. I got to meet you sometime so I can tell you some stories about my guy. But anyway, the reason for my call is I was an athletic director for 10 years, and I taught a course. As a matter of fact, I brought the course and had it okayed by the IHSA to certify individuals who did not have a college degree or did not teach in the school district. And the course was a 2-day course, and it basically was not sports specific. It talked about everything that dealt with, you know, planning, management, sports psychology, pedagogy, and so on. At the end of the course, I took 1 hour and explained to all the prospective coaches that were going to graduate with this course the negative aspects that they could fall into if they don't do the right things. And the main thing is supervision. There's two types, specific and general.
Mm-hmm.
Specific is being there when you're teaching, you know, the sport and teaching various moves and so on. General is your physical presence. You're the first one there and the last one to leave. In this case, when I used to bring out there's a legal periodical dealing with coaches and lawsuits. And I put it on the table and I said, maybe you should read some of these articles. These people are going to get sued from the coach to the AD to the principal and superintendent to the district, all the way up.
Well, they should. And Mike, see, I have questions too about why
there isn't a criminal element to this investigation when we're talking about
assault.
Sexual assault and or rape in some cases. If you're talking about penetration with a foreign object, oh, this is Quad City Pat can give us some professional expertise on the score. Hey, Pat, what do you know?
Hey, guys. Hey, just want to say, first of all, really, really, really like the new show and the combination of you guys.
Really like you, Pat.
And of course, it has a story like this that brings me back out of the woodwork.
Right.
A couple of things. I'm a little surprised there isn't a criminal investigation myself, but I'm wondering, in retrospect, two things. They may still have one, but because the victims are minors and the assailants are minors, they probably can't say anything publicly about it. So it's entirely possible that they have a criminal investigation ongoing, because you're right, Dan, all those, everything in that story about any kind of penetration with a foreign object, or even the bit about putting, forcing the genitals onto a face of another student, or whatever,
right.
Those are all sex acts, and those are all criminal acts. But if they were minors on minors, we would never know about it publicly. DCFS might be involved, the police might be involved, but it would all be kept sealed and silent because, again, it's juvenile court. Illinois law changed a few years ago, and even up to age 17, which used to be you could be considered an adult, now up to age 17 is still considered a juvenile, and actually has to have a parent or an attorney in the interview with them by law. And so, again, that could be a way we're not hearing anything criminal. The other bit of it is it could be entirely possible that some sort of criminal activity criminal investigation will happen with the adults if they can prove that an adult witnessed it and allowed it, because that is also a felony sex crime.
Thanks, Pat. I have a feeling we'll be hearing more from you on this as the details unfold.
All right. Take care, guys.
People should know that Quad City Pat, who also has written at 670thescore.com, works for the Illinois Department of Child and Family Services and does some stuff. I don't know how he gets it. You talk about getting up and going to work some days.
He sees and hears a lot, what man. You
have to see and how you have to be trained to handle it yourself. It's he's on the front lines of it. In Highland, Indiana, Danny is on the score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I was checking out the story online. And I'm quoting the superintendent, Kane Osborne. It says the last 12 weeks have been challenging for many students.
Right, we've got it here.
This goes far beyond challenging, I feel. The victims of this are going to be damaged and probably need years of counseling if they haven't started already. The children who committed the crimes, obviously something's not right with those guys. And then, mainly the adults who allow this to happen. So, I'm just giving you my opinion. My wife's a social worker and works with victims like this all the time. And something that's supposed to, if they're trying to play off as funny and a challenge, is really damaging and dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, and if you've got a family member or somebody that went to Lake Zurich in the last 20 years, you probably ask them, did they experience this? I mean, this shouldn't be allowed to fly.
I mean, how many people it took 2 decades
years,
and how many people had to know and how many people stayed? And
you got 40 kids on a football team, 40, 35 kids on a football team, something like that. You had 20 kids on a baseball team. And was it wrestling? Of course, all of this
wrestling
is alleged.
Cross country. Yep.
It's all alleged.
Yeah.
It's all alleged. So,
all of it.
Yeah. All alleged. Allegedly.
Every single aspect of these, right?
Yeah, so yeah, this is just gross, man.
Naperville and Bob on the score.
Hello?
How about...
Hi.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was calling. I went to a high school we had the hazing and all that stuff going on.
When you say hazing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, did it rise to the level of sexual assault and rape?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, what we did was, if you're going to be a freshman or a sophomore going to varsity, you go into the locker room and you're in the shower and you keep your shoulder pads on, your helmet on, and you drop your pants and you have your girdle on still. What used to be the old, where the hip pads and everything.
We don't need to do hazing stories here. What's your larger point here about this particular story?
I think it's terrible that what's happened at since 82 now. How is it? What are these coaches thinking? What are they doing?
They're not.
They're not. They're not thinking and not doing. That's part of the problem.
They're not being adults in the situation.
And according to another one of the attorneys, it says that the letter alone, when the letter was sent to players outlining widespread and egregious abuse, so apparently they've admitted to this. This is more than just alleged. The lawyers say the letter alone verifies that the Lake Zurich coaches and administration were well aware that inappropriate behavior was taking place in the locker room, which is extremely concerning. Yeah, that's a smoking gun right there. Because a probe into the allegations began when football players were ordered to sign a student behavior agreement before the team's November 5th playoff game against Fenwick, or be prohibited from playing the rest of the 2016 season. It was outlining widespread and egregious abuse. Wow. Wow. That's quite something. If the school actually in writing admitted to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then game is on.
Yeah. Then you don't have, time to get out a checkbook and hope you can keep guys out of jail, depending on what's provable in this case.
This is from Antonio M. Romanucci. Mm-hmm. The emotional and physical abuse that these current and former student athletes were forced to endure is unspeakable. These inappropriate acts were clearly done with without an understanding by the students of the long-term effects and ramifications that would ensue. Equally as disturbing is the lack of oversight by the football team's coaches and the school administrators, who turned a blind eye and ignored established policies and principles against hazing and bullying.
Wow. All right, we'll do more on this as we head up to Hub at the top of the hour and talk NFL, Bears, Super Bowl, and all that stuff. Your phone calls for him at 5 on the Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's Sport.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Gotta leave work. You go when you park and you wait in line. You don't have to. You can get postage on demand. It's called stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can now do right from your desk with stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer or printer. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale so you can automatically calculate exact postage on your own. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Postage whenever you need it, 24/7. It is so simple. It is really just that simple. Simple enough that I could use it. And right now, you can use my name, my code, Dan, for this special offer. A 4-week trial that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Dan, D-A-N. That's stamps.com. Enter Dan. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules. You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
With this disturbing story that is developing at Lake Zurich High School with multiple incidents of various assaults across sports spanning the last 20 years, I want to bring in the Daily Herald writer who has been taking the lead on some of this reporting. He is Dick Quagliano of the Daily Herald, a freelance reporter who is on Twitter at Quags57. What's happening, Dick? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? First of all, I haven't been taking the lead on this, just so you know. I've been working on this story with a couple other guys.
Okay.
I haven't been the lead guy on this, just so we get that straight, but I've been working on it. This has been literally the worst-kept secret in the Northwest suburbs for the last couple months. There's been a lot of conversation about this, literally from high school kids on up. People know about the details. There hasn't been anybody that has gone on the record so that we could print anything.
All right. So now that it's nationwide and it's been reported, and I'm sure there's information that you have been, you know, sitting on trying to make sure that you're crossing all your T's and dotting your I's. What can you tell us about what's been happening for the last couple of months?
Well, the biggest story is the administration at Lake Zurich and how they put up what I keep calling on my Twitter feed, the blue wall. They have literally closed ranks and not allowed anybody to talk about what's going on there. That's why there hasn't been any – there's been a police investigation. The Daily Herald, we've had reporters that have written about the investigation, which has been stalled right now because nobody will come forward on the record and to make a criminal complaint. And there's plenty – from what we've been told, there's plenty to complain about.
It's hard, too, because of the time scope here. I mean, when you start looking at actually doing the journalistic legwork of calling anybody who's been a member of any one of these teams and maybe even more teams under the umbrella of the athletic administration going back 20 years and some of the texts we've been getting, Dick, maybe more years than that. So I don't know if this has been handed down across administrations and with different people in charge, but the depth and breadth of this means you're gonna need more leg people doing some of this work if you really want to blow it out.
It's gonna get blown out. The attorney that's working on this thing I'm sure he's gonna be subpoenaing people, and it's gonna blow this thing wide open. I've been pretty adamant again about writing. Fremd High School, which is one of the local high schools that I cover for football, they've had a 7-year contract with Lake Zurich to play football. They have another year left. The game's at Fremd next season. I've been pretty vocal about Fremd should sit out there and actually cancel the contract because the media storm that's going to be there based on like what's going on in Lake Zurich, it'll be embarrassing to Fremd High School because the game's at Fremd and people are going to start associating Fremd and everything. There's a lot of stick that's going to go with this, and it's not going to rub off for a long, long time.
Well, it also almost came to a head apparently before the playoff game against Fenwick, and I am amazed that that Lake Zurich would put a letter in writing, in a way that they'd put this in writing, admitting to widespread and egregious abuse. That's something right away that a lawyer is going to look at and say, look, you've lost.
There was serious talk about them forfeiting that game. They actually, from what we've heard, is they actually put a call into the Illinois High School Association about forfeiting that game.
Well,
and decided to go ahead and play it, albeit without their head coach and one of their assistants who were suspended for the game.
Forfeiting for what reason?
Forfeiting for what was the issues that were going on in the locker room.
So that was the initial smoke? Was that the first moment where people outside of their community started to learn about it?
They say forfeiting because the coach's administration wanted to forfeit or the kids were boycotting? What was the genesis of not playing?
No, the genesis was is that there was consideration from the administration that there was a forfeit, that there was going to be a forfeit. I got a call. I was at a party, and that's where I first heard about it. It was two nights before their game. And that's where we started making some phone calls. There was a lot of denial. No, there's nothing going on. And all of a sudden, maybe we're gonna forfeit. Now the next thing was as well, the head coach and an assistant coach, they're not going to be coaching the game. And one of our guys who was out there working on covering the game, he had administration standing over his back as he was asking football questions after the game was over to make sure he wasn't asking these kind of questions.
Do you know, have you researched the way that Lake Zurich's insurance works? Because I know that there, and I have been told that there are some schools that are part of a liability insurance pool where they are tied to other organizations and other governmental units. And one source of mine believes that Lake Zurich had joined an insurance pool just recently at the start of the year that would mean that there could be other places on the hook for their misdeeds.
You know, that part I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. We haven't gotten that far in it, so I don't know. Our conversation more has been we've had a head coach, an assistant coach, and an athletic director have all resigned so far. They're resigning. Nothing's happened to any student, though. The students that have been involved in this thing, nothing's happened because they've been protected so far. Where's the protection? Where's the protection for the kids who got assaulted? I mean, my God! I mean, these kids were assaulted, and we're not going after the perpetrators. You know, it just blows my mind here.
Yeah, and their parents who are coming out right now who have said that they talked to Chad Beaver and he said, quote, "It was not a big deal," adding that players urinating on each other happens all the time, and saying even I got urinated on in high school. So this is not just, it may go back further than the 20 years that we're actually covering right now too.
I don't know. I mean, it's more than just that from the stories we're hearing.
Well, all right. I know you're going to be on it. We'll be following the Twitter feed again at Quags57. Dick Quagliano, our guest on Sports Radio 670. Well, keep at it. And as this story continues to grow, I wouldn't be surprised if we unfortunately talk again soon. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks.
Wow. All right. Well, boy.
Disgusting, man.
Yeah. And he's absolutely right. If there isn't an effort to help out and protect the actual victims of this stuff. Of this institutionalized assault. Wow. All right, well, let's talk about the Super Bowl, the Bears, the NFL, anything you want. Hub Arkish is next. 312-644-6767. We can get back to this after Hub at the bottom of the hour. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio.